I really don't see how I can help at the nursing home. Can't I just stay home? Why is it important for me to be there?
It's important because Jesus wants every believer to serve people just like he did. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Did you know that Jesus was a servant? No, not like a butler or someone who cleans your house. He served through kindness and love, and even by dying on the cross. God wants us to be servants just like Jesus. When we go out of our way to do something nice for someone or help a friend, we're serving just like him. Mark 10:45 says that Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Our story today is called Washing Feet. Tavley, it's time to go. You don't want to be late for your Sunday school class trip to the nursing home. Mom walked into the living room to see Tavley reading on the couch. Tavley put down her book. Mom, can I just stay home? I really don't see how I can help at the nursing home. But you agreed to go with the others so you could serve God together, said Mom. You're going to the nursing home to spread joy in his name. Tavley frowned as she sat up. Can't the other kids do that? I don't understand why it's important for me to be there. Mom set down her purse. Tavley, is your Bible here? Tavley glanced over at the coffee table. Yeah, it's right there. Why don't you grab it and turn to John 13, Mom suggested as she sat down on the couch beside Tavley. Tavley opened her Bible and read the passage. I don't understand, Mom. Jesus wants us to wash people's feet? Mom laughed. No, not exactly. Jesus washed his disciples' feet because back in Bible days, the lowest servant washed people's feet. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that even though he was God, he had come to earth as a servant because he cares about people. Tavley looked confused. He showed people he cared about them by washing their feet? Mom nodded. He showed his disciples he cared about them by doing the work no one wanted to do. But his act of service pointed to something much greater that he was going to do for all of us. You mean dying on the cross? Asked Tavley. Right. It wasn't just the disciples' feet that were dirty. Their hearts needed to be cleaned too, Mom explained. Even though he's king over everything, Jesus came to earth to serve sinners by dying for our sins, and he wants us to show other people his love by serving them. Tavley stood up. I'm still not sure how I can help at the nursing home, but I'll go. Mom smiled. Once you're there, I'm sure you'll find a way you can help serve. Why don't you bring your book with you? Maybe you could read it to one of the residents. So, how about you? How can you serve others like Jesus did? He came to earth to serve us even though he was God and we were sinners. When we serve others, we point them to his love and sacrifice. So, think of some things you could do to serve God. Could you call or visit someone who can't leave their home easily? Or bring groceries for your parents? Spread God's love by serving others in his name. Our key verse is John 13:14.
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
And our key thought, serve others like Jesus.
Hey, Zach, why doesn't God always answer all prayers?
Hey, Alexander, I'm so glad to get your question. God does answer our prayers. However, the answer might not be what you wanted the answer to be, or it might take a little while for God to answer it how you hoped. Keep praying and trusting God for his answer. God is faithful to answer our prayers always. Alexander, I hope that helps you. Thanks for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.